اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي، اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. يا باقي يا الله، يا باقي يا الله، يا باقي يا الله، يا واحد يا أحد يا فرد يا صمد يا من لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart and accept us, to shower us with knowledge, benefit to us in this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us benefit of knowledge can be for us, not against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala light our heart and our vision with the understanding of Islam. Because today we have a real crisis. Now, inshallah, we can talk about where we start from. We know we are sick, or the sincere one among us know we are sick. Somebody said, I have the disease of anger. The another one, I have the disease of
hate.
I have the disease of having low faith in Allah. I have no yaqeen. I'm worried. I'm doubtful. Another person tell me, you're not talking about the problem of the ummah. Today, all of us has a lot of problem. And if we start talking about the problem, we will never finish. Now, think about it for a moment. Imagine you go to a doctor and you tell him your symptom and he keep repeating what you said. After a while you tell him, excuse me, you're repeating my symptom. What is the medication? Imagine the ummah is sick and wants the doctor to be sick and repeating their sickness. And where we start? Because all of us is sick. The patient is sick and the doctor is sick. Why? Why all of us is sick? The sickness have different symptoms. But you see, imagine a doctor, you go to him and you have a lot of pimples, a lot of acne in your skin, you have skin diseases. You have many symptoms outside and he keep putting ointment and cream. It heal you for one day, 2 days, and it show up in different area. Is this a good doctor? Yes?
No.
No. Because he looking in a symptom and he never look in a disease. The disease is internal. And all the symptom is just a symptom. If I'm a stupid doctor, I will help the cure the symptom. If I'm a good doctor, I go dig and try to find out what is the symptom, what's the disease, and try to cure the disease. It's almost like somebody said, if we can talk about Islam as a tree, and the tree, the leaves is falling, the leaf is yellowish, the leaf is brownish, meaning it's not getting food in the branches, in the trunk. But what I did, I take a ladder, I get a nice green paint, and I start painting the leaf. Is this really will help the tree?
No.
And I start getting nice fruit from the supermarket and just hang it up, like Christmas tree. Believe it or not, this is what we're doing. Instead of trying to find out, it might be worm or disease in the roots. Or maybe some environment around the roads taking the food and the nutrition value, and the tree is not getting anything. Or I have a trunk problem. This is the right farmer. Where is the best farmer? He starts from the roots. He has to dig and check out around the roots what is going on. If the soil is good, if the environment is good, if the right feed is going on to the tree, is the roots spread in the right order, or it has a cut or something, or is a poison or mineral or salt or something unuseful in the soil, what is it? Today, my brother in Islam and sister in Islam, before I talk about what I'm talking about, which is always the same, somebody said, this guy, he doesn't know anything. He talk about the same topic all the time. And this remind me by a couple of points I will share it to you. To where we start, and where we coming from, and where we heading, and where we start really in our life now. I remember the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was giving the last sermon in the front of 125,000 companions. And he recited the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. صدق الله العظيم. Do you know what happened? All the companion was happy, and Abu Bakr Siddiq was crying, and Umar ibn Khattab, Faruq al-Ummah, he wondered, what happened to Abu Bakr? What he crying? In a time he hears the elevation in the tongue of the Prophet, and Abu Bakr is crying. And when the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam died, the only one stand is Abu Bakr again. And he keep reciting loudly, وَرَى مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ رُسُلٌ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلٍ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. If the Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, he's a human being. If he die or get killed, you will be astray. The companion is swear by Allah, they never heard it before. They said, oh Abu Bakr, where you get it from? Is this from Quran? And a lot of companion memorized Quran. They memorize it. And Umar ibn Khattab, he fell down. And he said, وَكَأَنِّي أَسْمَعَهَا لِأَوَّلْ مَرَةً. And almost like I never heard it before. And at this time, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when Umar ibn Khattab asked him, Ya Abu Bakr, why are you crying at this day? He said, I felt it is a message from Allah. Is the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his time is near. Ya Allah, one person from 125,000, he understood the message of Allah. Only two understood it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and one person, Abu Bakr. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, when he was sitting one time and one person came to him and he said, I saw in your eyes the sign of adultery. He said, oh Uthman, you are knowing the unseen? Are you a psychic? Do you know what you do not know? Who's Uthman? Do you know who's Uthman? Dhun-Nurayn, the one he married, two of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi daughter. And Rasulullah sallam, he said, if Allah give me more daughter, Uthman will be the husband. Do you know who's Uthman ibn Affan? He's a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. Do you know that? Do you know how Uthman replied, radiallahu anhu? He said, Ya hadha, O you, ama sami'ta qawli Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did you not hear what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Ittaqi فراسة المؤمن فإنه يرى بعين الله. أنا نظر البوت فإنه يرى بنور الله. Fear and be careful of the vision and wisdom of the believer. He see with the eye of Allah. And another word, he see with the light of Allah. Allah can give you a knowledge of no mean. Today, every time you go here and there, you talk, where is the Dalil? Where you get it from? Isn't Bukhari? Isn't Muslim? And maybe the person who is talking, he doesn't have it. Even if you said, what is the book? Which book you get the knowledge from? Do you have a library in your home and you go to check it? Do you have the caliber of knowledge to investigate where is the knowledge coming from? Are you a sincere person and you're really going to investigate and you have all the effort to do? Only talk. Only talk. Only argue. Talk about the disease of the ummah. And we forget what the Prophet ﷺ said. He waved to his chest. And he said, أَلَا أَنَّ فِي الْجَسَدَ مُضْغَى إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلَحَ سَائِرَ الْجَسَدْ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرَ الْجَسَدْ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. In the body is a piece of flesh. If it's good, the whole body is good. If it's sick, the whole body is sick. It is the heart. Is this not enough? If you look today, what we see is a symptom. It's not the disease. Why people cannot spend for Allah? Because you are stingy. Why people do not have faith? They have no belief. Why people hate? Because they are blind. Why people get anger? Because they have no sunnah. They have no dhikr. They have no contentment. They have no belief in qadr. Even when I'm angry over my kids, I'm not angry over them. I'm angry for them. I'm angry for you. I see them going astray. And what I do? I see myself paralyzed. Paralyzed. Because if they are veiled, nothing I can do. Nothing I can do. Because only I can gain according to my own sacrifice. And this is another point. Do you know all of us, what's our problem? We do not want sacrifice. We do not want to only do. We want only to hear and only listen. I want to talk and get money. And you won't listen and you sit down. It doesn't work. I have to sacrifice, you have to sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us according to sacrifice. People today want to talk, but they do not want to do. Tips will not give you a miracle. Books will not give you a miracle. Truthful. Honesty. Between you and Allah, what do you want? You want Atari? Your heart will full of Atari. You will day and night dream of Atari. You will love Atari. You will worship Atari. You will say, Atari is the greatest. And this is why when Allah come, no Allah. When father and mother come, no father and mother. Atari is the greatest. Allah, no, astaghfirullah, Atari Akbar. Movie Akbar. What I need Akbar. Not Allahu Akbar. And this you apply to all of us. Young and old. Where's my anger? Where's my anger? Anger for what? I'm not angry because of my kids. Or your kids. I said, if today Muslim kids die, it's better for us. Because at least if they die, it will be mercy from Allah. They do not do mischief to themselves or other. But if they live like that, we are in big trouble and they are in biggest trouble. We will be in trouble because we feed them what we have. Especially the mother. What you have in your heart, What you eating for, they will take it. When I was young, and my father said that, may Allah give him mercy and give and elevate his level. I said, okay, mashallah, you get the burden, I'm off the hook. He said, no, excuse me. We get burden and we have responsibility, and you have responsibility. I said, how come? He said, even if we causing you to be in a certain calamity and certain environment which is bad for you, Allah will ask you, what you done? I give you brain, I give you heart, I give you time, I give you the ability, what you done? You are completely human being. Don't think because you are young, you are off the hook. No. You're blacking your own book from the beginning. Imagine you're starting your book black, dirty. What more stupidity than that? Today, who you want to learn? Or who you want me to teach? Who's want really learning? Do you know learning you have to run after? It doesn't run after you. We sit here, but you think we're going to gain? No. Only those who coming for it. I know women, many women, almost ready to be divorced just for one thing, because they want Islam. And I know men, they are almost ready to be divorced because they want Islam. Because once you get to know Islam, you will find the real fight start. The real fight start. The real calamity start. If you have no calamity, something wrong with you. If all your life is fine, something wrong with you. Where I get this from? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a man came to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. He said, welcome with poverty. He went, he came back. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I love Allah. He said, welcome with calamity. But today, we want life happy, we want everything fancy, we want everything according to our desire, and we want Jannah, and we want everything according to me. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Even Islam, you do not gain it only from books. You have to have a role model around you. You have to do. You have to be the company of those who are doing. You have to sacrifice the way they sacrifice. You have to do. What is aching me today, everybody wants to listen and talk. And nobody wants to do. It doesn't work. Iman yaqeen is not a formula. I give you, take this bottle, it has 10 tablets of yaqeen. Take one a day, mashallah, in 10 days you have full yaqeen. It doesn't work. Yaqeen, Allah will test you. You ask for yaqeen, Allah will test you. Allah will test you. Look to the companion, read. Don't send my kids, do not read. You read, you watch. Because if you die, you're going to be questioned about yourself first. Find out what the companion did. The companion sacrificed. This was the iman elevate. What I mean sacrifice? Meaning the time and your money is spending. It will block your income. It will make a burden in your state of life. This sacrifice. But a dent one time here and there from the profit you have, it will never elevate your iman. You will get rewarded, but will never elevate your iman. What about anger? Anger of what? If I believe in Allah, if I believe in the Qadr, do you know one of our problem? One person, he said it so beautifully. One of the name of Allah and attribute of Allah, Al-Baqi. Al-Baqi. Who's Baqi? You Baqi? Nobody's Baqi except Allah. Baqi meaning the one who will be stay. All of us will be dead one day or another. All these houses will be demolished one day or another. One scholar, he said something beautiful. He said, anyone accumulate dunya, he's going according and against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah tell you, I am the only one who baqi. And you doing exactly what Allah wants, you will never be. This is why Allah will test you and trial you of what you have and you think you accumulate. Because now you're challenging Allah of what He has. This is why if you have iman, you will never think about you staying for a day. If you believe this for a moment, what you anger about? What you hating of? Do you know today the only one deserve to be hated is me? Because imagine I'm taking myself to hellfire, express, and hee-hee, and I'm laughing. Imagine. If somebody do mischief against you, you should be happy. If somebody call your names, you should be happy. If somebody oppress you, you should be happy. And you should be crying for the person who oppress you. Do you know why? He give you all his good deed. What more than that? This was the early people who really understood Islam, like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, when he was a Khalifa, somebody slaughter him. Somebody call him names. Do you know what he did? He did like this. And he finds certain money in his pocket. And it's the only money he owned. He said to his servant, please, take this money, buy me some dates. And take me to the house of so-and-so. He go to him. He knock in the door. The person opens the door. He was thinking now, Umar Aziz coming with a fight. Umar Aziz radiallahu anhu, he coming with a big smile. And said, please accept this gift of me. And please, if I have more, I will give you more. He said, for what? He said, this is the minimum for what the reward you give me today. He said, what reward? He said, I heard you said something about me. And anybody is slaughter somebody in his behind, he's rewarding him by all his good deed giving it to me. And I'm happy for that, and this is the minimum I can do for you. You see, if you understand Islam, what are you hating? Even shaitan you do not hate. Because shaitan is weak. Allah curse him already. Ask Allah to make you not among shayateen. This is what you should do. In time or in effort or anyway. But where is the heart? Where is really the heart who can listen to what I'm talking about? Where is the heart, where is sincerity and one Allah? I do da'wah now, Allah, alhamdulillah, and I see it. People coming, going for a trouble. When you have a trouble, you're coming. The trouble is finished, no Islam. We are in big trouble. Do you know what the trouble is? We have lack of sincerity, lack of honesty, lack of truthful. All of us, from a scholar to a regular person. Was he coming to America to spread Islam? No, because the dollar. May Allah forgive me. How many scholars coming here and said, where is Islam? Show me the houses of these people. Let's knock in the door. Let's make activity for Islam. Look at this Muslim all over in America spending hundreds and thousands and millions of building. But you do not make an effort? Whom are you going to have as a tutor and teacher for their children? And if this person coming for money or coming for a salary? Or coming for Allah? Where is the youth who want Allah? Where is the parents who want Allah and set the example? Don't forget, we have to set the example, not by talk, by action. Once you do it, you're free. You're free from responsibility. And after that, you only can cry. By this way, your anger should be reflected in crying over the ummah, over yourself, over your wife, over your kids. Cry. Today we have nothing except crying to Allah. Oh Allah, open our heart. Open the heart of these kids. If Allah do not open their heart, what will happen? Oh Allah, gives them truthful and honesty. The bunch of liar. Big liar. And because we are a liar too. They not a liar and we are injured. No. And Islam become a show. Everywhere a show. Islam is a do. Do. If you believe in death, what you will do? Is this the action of you? Imagine the angel of death coming tonight and tell you, you are the last night of today, of you of today. Today is the last night of your life. What are you doing? And he said, let me go, prepare to go to work. Work what? Let me accumulate more. Do you know what the companion used to do? They used to cry of if they have any money left overnight. They used to be crying any night they accumulate money and they cannot spend it. And he said, any night pass, I cannot spend my money, is a torture from Allah to me. Is a trial from Allah to me. Because now I'm losing one night with money, I may Allah know what will he will do to me. He can change the status of my heart. And you want iman and yaqeen. Do you know when you have iman and yaqeen? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying you and you have nothing. And at this time you're crying to Allah, oh Allah, give me. But if the bucket is full of money, how I have iman and yaqeen? I built iman and yaqeen in dollar, iman and yaqeen in house, iman and yaqeen in car, iman and yaqeen in job, iman and yaqeen in my ability. But where's iman and yaqeen in Allah? Companion have nothing. At this time, Allah gives him iman and yaqeen. You cannot know iman and yaqeen unless you know Allah. How you know Allah? One sister, she visited another sister. And she watched my table, alhamdulillah, about the name of Allah. And she has some question. Do you know what she did? This is the only woman she watched my tape and she gives the right answer, the one that was in my heart. Do you know what she said? She said, I have no question for you. After I watch this tape, I have all the question is answered to me. Now I know what happened. Because if you believe in Allah is a doer, Allah is a guider, Allah is a protector, Allah is a provider. Allah is a savior. Allah is a controller. He's a protector. He's a ruler. He's a light. He's everything. What else you want? What else you want? Who you want to talk to? Who you want to complain about? The only one you can complain about and it will benefit you is Allah. Allah. How many of us has Allah in his heart? Think about Allah. Talk about Allah. Sleep with Allah. Everything become a show. Show. Lying become like popcorn. Dishonesty become like ice cream. So soft to us. Imagine. Do you know what the meaning of lying and dishonesty? It will veil your heart. You will become blind. You will become blind. You cannot have vision anymore. You will be written in the kingdom of Allah as a liar. Allah will hate you. And what are we doing? All of us in the same boat. All of us in the same boat in different level. Because if you're honest, Allah will ask you one question. What you done for me? How much effort you do for me? And today, a lot of people said, oh, excuse me, we have to talk about Kashmir, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Palestine, this and that. And where is the heart? Where is the heart? Allah will give him victory. By the will of Allah, I do not watch TV. Allah, no, I do not watch almost for 10, 15 years now. By the will of Allah, I was visiting somebody. When they have a pogrom, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they called the Cold War. And you talk about Afghanistan. And how America was supplying the Afghani all the time. And the whole thing was a game from them. Everything was a game. 3 million died for a game. And we said, Allahu Akbar. Where is the vision of a Muslim? Where is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودَ وَلَا النَّصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبَعْ مِلَّتُمْ. The Yahud and Nasara, they will never be kind to you unless you follow their deen. If they're coming to give you a gift and a hand, something wrong. They have a hidden agenda. And you cannot see it, meaning you deny what Allah said. صدق الله العظيم. Verily Allah said the truth. Do you believe Allah or you believe CNN? And ABC and NBC? Allah give you all the news in the past and the present and the future. The Prophet ﷺ, he give you everything and the remedy of every disease. I go to people and masajid, sitting for meeting hour after hour after hour. I said, if you are honest, why you do not bring a person you respect, you let him sit as a scholar or learned person, and said, we give you the topic, you tell us from Quran and Sunnah what Allah wants. Finish! 10-15 minutes, the meeting is finished. Because everything you're going to talk about already in deen. But everybody wants his own mind. I have to come with a, some, come with what? Are we running a show or running a masjid? Is masjid running by me and you or running by the will of Allah and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And if we believe so, how come we have all this? Something is wrong. Do you know today, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you some iman, wallahi, I swear by Allah, if you meet somebody as iman, you will have contentment. And your heart will be mellow to each other. And if you have just hypocrisy and lies, you will be diverted from the person. And this is where all the argue coming. Why we argue about? What is the topic? 95 or 98% of the ummah is not even praying. They do not even know ABC in Islam. Is this not enough? What about we? We supposed to be active, active in doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar. If we do not do that, we will be cursed. All the curse Allah promised Bani Israel and give it to them, we can have it too. If we do the same action, and believe me, we do it all and extra. This is why they are on the upper level now. They are on the upper level because we did more than what they done. Where do we start? Start by yourself. Start by yourself, because if you die tonight, you will be questioned about yourself, not even your wife. And if your wife, do whatever Allah tell you. Very simple. Everybody do his role. If everyone just put his nose below to what he belong, it will be a big victory to Islam. I have a job to do. You have a job to do. My kids have a job to do. Everybody has a job to do. Be careful about what you have to do. And that said, where's the teacher of the ummah? Imagine an ummah running without a teacher. And our teacher running like nuts. May Allah forgive them. And they have disputed each other all the small tiny things. And the ummah drowning. And instead, let's come together for Allah. You know, subhanAllah, all this time, and even I forget to record. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, everything in the hand of Allah. Everything by the will of Allah. where we are. And we want to talk and talk and talk and talk about all kinds of things. But the basic is not there. The seed of Iman is not there. I said it and I repeat it. But where's the heart? Iman is contrarian, is light. Allah give it to you. It will make you distinguish right from wrong, halal and haram. Imagine if you have no light. Who can give you light? If this place has no light, how we can do anything? How we can see? And this is what we forget. We forget one basic, very basic, light. Imagine we want to care about everything. By whom light? My light? Can I gain my life in this life and the after with my light? Where I get my light from? Imagine I'm saying to Allah, I do not need your light, Ya Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I know. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I know how to do things. This is what we're doing as Ummah. And when we hear the word of Allah, we should be humble and said, Allah verily says the truth. And we follow. And we said, we listen and we obey. And we start acting, but we do not want to act. You see, I can keep talking and you keep listening, but unless you act, is no benefit. Is no benefit. Why the Prophet said, he used to say, Allahumma arzuqna ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, make us gain knowledge, benefit, knowledge. Not knowledge. Not knowledge. Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he entered on Dawood alayhi salam, David, and he has a people who has a problem with farming. You remember the story? His two groups came. One they own a land and one they own some sheep. The sheep went to the land and she eats some crops. And Dawood alayhi salam, he tells the people of the crops to give them equivalent of the one they eat. Sulaiman alayhi salam was coming. He said, what Dawood alayhi salam tell you? He said, this is the outcoming of his judgment. They asked him, you have something else for us? He said, yes. He said, what is it? He said, the people who own the sheep, they give the sheep to the people who own the land to benefit from it. And the people who own the land give their land, the corrupted one, to the people of the sheep until they straighten it and return it back to the original form. He said, this is very beautiful. Let's go back to David. Dawood alayhi salam. They went back. What Allah said about that? He said, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَان. And Sulaiman understood the topic. وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا عِلْمًا. And both of them, we give them knowledge. But at this time, Allah elevated Sulaiman with comprehending, understanding what this means. Knowledge is knowledge, but comprehending and understanding is by the will of Allah. It's a light. Allah put it in your heart. You can have the same book, same topic, everybody read, but everybody will comprehend different. And nothing you can do about. It's from Allah. Allah is the doer. Do we understand what I'm talking about? How many of us sitting now and think, where am I? What I'm planning to do? Where I start from? Where you start from? Very simple. Go back to Quran. Because everything in the Quran is a verse in Quran. If you inculcate it in your heart and you really believe in Allah, you will find it is the key of everything. I forget, it's verse 191 or something in Al Imran, which is a very famous verse. Everybody memorizes it. But how many of us implement it? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرْ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not reach the door of goodness unless You spend of what you love. He did not say Allah of what you accumulate, what you love. The companion understood it. They spent. Iman, boom, raised. But today we're scared. We're very scared. We're very stingy. Stingy not to Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. You cannot be stingy over Allah. You're stingy in yourself. And the love in here is open. Each one of us, his love is different. I find some people worry about their job. Some worry about the husband. Some worry about the wife. Some worry about getting married. Some worry about getting divorced. Everybody worry about the topic. But nobody worry about Allah. Nobody worry about Islam. Nobody worry about his own status with Allah. Nobody worry about if he died tonight, where he's going. Nobody said enough is enough, dunya. And Allah is the doer. Allah can give me barakah of whatever I own. Or a championship of accumulation. Until calamity after calamity, and it will be taken from you. Allah said, I'm the only one who's baqi. You're not baqi. Your family is baqi. Nobody's baqi. Only Allah is baqi. Do we really understand it? You see, it's a big difference between reciting and memorizing. We have, mashallah, a lot of people memorizing and reciting. Excellent. I do not have it. I do not have it. But how to recite the name of Allah in your heart? How to inculcate the name of Allah in your heart? How to believe the name of Allah in your heart? How to live with the name of Allah in your heart? This is reciting the name of Allah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said something beautiful. He said, memorizing Quran and memorizing the name of Allah is not memorizing by your tongue. It's to have it in your heart. Have it in your action. You believe in Allah day and night. You do not look except Allah. You do not look except the treasure of Allah. Where is that? Where is that? Is a mu'min worry? Worry about what? You should worry about one thing. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, radiallahu anhu, and who's Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? One of the most beloved companions of the Prophet. He said, if I know Allah accepted from me one rak'ah, I will wish to die tonight. If I know Allah accepted from me one rak'ah, I will wish to die tonight. They said, how come, Ya Abdullah? He said, you do not hear what Allah said in Quran? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Allah accepted only from the pious one. And if Allah wrote me in a kingdom of piety, pious people, I'm done. I'm done. Look at their goal and look at our goal. What's he aiming for and what are we aiming for? We want Islam part-time. We want Islam, maybe when I have time. 2 days ago, I was with some family, and they said, inshallah, we will start some effort to make it with our youth. They have now summer time. I said, excuse me, I have a question for you. If it's school now 12 months, what are you going to do? No effort in Islam. And every day I will call you, you will tell me, oh, my kids in the school, they have no time. Do you know what we did? We make school Akbar, not Allahu Akbar. If my kids have a project, excuse me, we cannot talk to you. We have no time. They have a project. They have homework to do. Our aim, how our kids to be good in school. And Islam, only maybe 1 hour a week. Maybe in a holiday. Maybe sometime in the summertime. Imagine, is this not hypocrisy or not? If my kids die now, there will be a question if they get A or B in the school? Or there will be a question about Iman and Yaqeen? If they are honest and sincere or liar? If they love Allah or not? if they fear Allah or not, if they vision Allah or not, if they do according to, they living according to what Allah want or not, which questions will be? I'm not saying do not do your homework. I'm not saying do not do a project in the school, but do not worship the school. We worship the school system. We worship the college. A girl cannot have Islamic education, but she can go to a college and stay 7 years away, alone, to be a doctor. What hypocrisy is that? What hypocrisy is that? Is a pure hypocrisy, and we want to have iman and yaqeen. The whole thing, my brother in Islam and sister, is iman. An ummah has no iman. If you tell me where we start, I said to you, iman. Believe in Allah, knowing Allah, knowing who's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, living according to the sunnah, not only talk about it. Read what the Prophet ﷺ said about anger. He said, anger is from hellfire, anger from shaitan. Is a whole topic about anger, is a disease. Because if you have a state of iman, and you have the sweetness of iman, you are allowed to be anger for Allah, anger for Rasulullah ﷺ, anger for the deen of Allah, that's it. What about my kids, my wife, this and that? They are coming according to Allah. The companion killed their own parents and their own brother and sisters in a battlefield. The believer killed the disbeliever because he's working for Allah. Allahu Akbar. We say it only in Adhan. But where is Allahu Akbar in our life? Where is the real loyalty? I have many sisters coming and said, oh, we cannot learn Islam. I said, why? She said, we have to obey the husband. I said, subhanallah. I said, why I do not hear that when you really need a red shoes? When you really need a red shoes, you have a big battle in the house and you have to get it. If Macy's or whatever have a sale, is a big battlefield in the house. And you have, the husband has to obey you to go, to get what you want from the sale. But when it comes to deen, oh, I have to obey my husband. I cannot disobey him. Do you know everything in your life, you have to obey your husband, except in deen. Your iman is mandatory. To be divorced for any dunya purpose, you would be cursed. The only time you allow to divorce, if he do not give you his right, your right, meaning do not give you shelter, do not give you income, meaning you do not support you in living, or he has so bad manner, or living with him is endangering you and endangering your iman. If your iman is dangerous, at this time you have to immigrate to Allah by any means. And this is what happened in the time of the companion. In the beginning of Mecca, and this I see it all over today, any female won't go to Allah, sometimes the family broke. And they said, how come? It's a trial. It's a trial for you. You're going to hang on a man, or you're going to hang in the robe of Allah? You're going to have your loyalty to Allah, or your loyalty to a man, or loyalty to a woman, or loyalty to the children, or loyalty to a job? You see, we think iman is cheap. A man come and talk and that said, mashallah, and some books and that said, no. Iman is struggle, is a jihad, from in and out. If you do not start your battlefield, you're finished. You are dead. You are dead. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is a battlefield between us and shaitan. If you give up, he never give up. Where we start? You see, some people do not like what I'm saying. Do you know why? It always goes to the same topic. But nothing I can do. how I can talk to you about all kind of topic when the main topic we never finished? You see, the first topic is sincerity, honesty, gaining knowledge to get Allah. If you cannot go do the first, how are you building the whole building? How? Even how to take care about all this disease? Only if you get Iman. Because once you get Iman, you get closer to Allah. Once you get closer to Allah, Allah will switch your bad quality with good quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you from His own attribute. You will see everything is different vision. You will be calm and content with what Allah give you. Somebody make anything against you, may Allah reward you, may Allah forgive you. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi wa radiyallahu anhu. One time he coming out of the masjid, just making salah. Is Imam Shafi'i, the one he can memorize the page before even he read it. Imagine, if he put his eyes in a page, he memorized it before he read it. From the piety and light Allah give him. And one day he coming out of the masjid, when somebody tell him, oh Imam Shafi'i, you are fasiq. Imagine, he tell him you are fasiq. And I forget another word. Meaning he's slaughtering him by two words, very bad word. Do you know what Imam Shafi'i did? He looked at him and he said, oh you, if what you said is truth, may Allah forgive me and give me tawbah. And if what you said is different than what you said, may Allah forgive you. He didn't want to even say a word lie. Look at his manner. I'm telling you, I do not have it. I do not have it. I wish I have 1% of what they have. But don't forget, Allah wants from us only one thing. Try. But do not tell me I'm trying once a week. I'm trying once a month. You will be a liar. If you do that to your business, you will never make business. You see? Business, 18 hours daily. Iman, 1 hour a week. 2 hours a month. And we want Iman, Yaqeen, faith. It doesn't work. I can struggle for me. You have to struggle for yourself. How you gain Iman when you have no knowledge? How you gain knowledge when you do not want to gain knowledge? How you gain knowledge when you do not want to gain knowledge? It's nothing to do how you look like. It is from the heart. It starts from the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each one of us according to our intention. Intention, what do you want? What are you aiming for? You want to sell paradise to somebody else, sell it. You would be a zoo loser. You want to buy it from Allah, Allah tell you how to buy it. By struggling in His path. By making effort for Allah. How many of us do that? How many of us do that? How many of us really supporting each other for Allah? And try to spread the word of Allah? Where? I was telling the brother before we come. I visiting one family, and this mashallah mother, she was crying, and she asked me, Brother Ahmed, she has I think 5 to 7 kids. And she said, I want my kids to be sadaqa jariyah for me, how I do it? I said, Subhanallah, I didn't hear a mother said this word before. I want my kids to be sadaqa jariyah for me when I die. I want them to make dua for me when I die, to be working for Allah. Another woman visiting another sister, and when she heard what she heard, she said to the sister, give me a plastic bag. She gave her a plastic bag. She dumped what she have in her purse in a plastic bag. And she's please, this is the only, you know, like, what do you call it? Woman bag. You know the woman bag? When they carry first, you know, she said, this is the only purse I have. And whatever inside money is yours, please, it's bring it for Allah. The only money she has, and the only purse she has, she give it for Allah. At the same day, same moment, this is called sacrifice. This is what the companion did. The companion did the same, right away. They do not wait. They are afraid to wait. Do you know why? Once you wait, you will get disease. Why? Do you believe in Allah? Allah said, you give me, I will give you more in this life and hereafter. Allah said, come to me. And what we doing? Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe this. And once he said maybe, shaitan take you maybe after maybe, maybe after maybe, maybe after maybe. How many tape you watch? I have no time. How many books you read? I have no time. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You have to make an effort. You have to cut off your time. This is how to really go to Allah. You see, I can talk and talk. Talk about what? What topic? Where's the heart that wants really Allah? Where's the people who really want to learn? Because knowledge has to be in sequence. What I'm doing is not learning. Just awareness. Maybe Allah will put something in it. A witness. Somebody tell me, give me the heads and the mitun of the hadith. An Abdullah ibn Umar, an Abu Hurairah. Where's the people? I used to do that in the past. You know what happened? People started go to sleep. They said, what are you talking about? What happened to Abdullah? What happened to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? Because too many names in short time. They do not know. Where's the student of knowledge? Where? Where's the people who will go and investigate and do? Where? Where is the sacrifice for Allah? Where the thinking about Islam? Even we become thinking about our own kids. Maybe our own kids is not ready. Maybe it's not ready for them to be in paradise. Allah no. Not everybody will be from your seed, Mr. Angel. No. You have to trust in Allah. And you have to know it. I can make my effort, that's it. Where are you going? Is this your business? Between you and Allah. Look at Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam, he has what? 11 sons. Where is Yusuf alayhi salam? Where is Binyamin alayhi salam? Where is the rest? They plot and plan against their own brother. And they are the sons of Yaqub. Shaitan. Shaitan did a good job. But what Allah tells us? Bani Israel, because you know who is Israel? Anybody know? Is Yaqub.
Yeah.
Yaqub alayhi salam, he has another name. Is Israel. But Israel, Bani Israel, the seed of Yaqub alayhi salam. It doesn't mean the Jewish people know. Jewish, it came another name, another topic. But what we mean in here, meaning my own family, nothing I can do. It is was written for them and according to their own sincerity and honesty. I do effort for myself? Yes. I make advice with them? Yes. I make an effort with them? Yes. Who going to grow? Who's not? Is in the hand of Allah. Is this answer your question, all of you? About hate and anger? Imagine if you are with dhikr, is shaitan will control you? Or the angel will be with you. Where is the easy anger coming from? Shaitan. If I get anger very easy, what does it mean? Meaning I'm not doing dhikr enough. That's it. Because shayateen coming build you a habit. Once he built your habit, that's it. They said, excuse me, you have our own habit, you are one of us. Assalamu alaikum. And they leave. If you are with angels, meaning with dhikr, and remembering of Allah, wonder what happened. You are with angel. Angel is content. They are light. What happened to you? You will be light. You will be content. Nothing will bubble you easy. Nothing, unless it's for Allah. But personally, it will not bother you. It will not bother you. You see? By this way, anybody has a disease of anger, meaning he has a lot of company of shayateen. Very simple. How to deceive it or how to cure it? Do dhikr. And be the company of good people. Somebody has hate. Hate is blindness. Because a Muslim do not hate nobody. It's not exist in a Muslim dictionary. Even the worst person, the teaching of the Prophet, do goodness to him. قابل السيئة بالحسنة تمحوها. Meet the bad deed with good deed, it will erase it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. What's the meaning, ادفع بالتي هي أحسن? In translation is very poor, but I said the meaning of. Meaning, give or force the bad deed with good deed. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَكَ أَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Now the one you have enemy with, or his enemy with you, he will become like a good friend. But Allah said in the end, what is it? وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. And you will not receive it except those who are patient. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا كُلَّ ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. And nobody will receive it except those who are lucky by Allah, meaning chosen by Allah. But the first quality, what? Patient. Patient is very powerful. But again, where you get patient from is Iman. Half of the Iman is patient. One scholar, he wrote a book completely about patient. And he said, you have patient with Allah and patient with shayateen. Patient with Allah meaning patient with obedience. I like to listen to music, astaghfirullah al-azim. I like to watch movie, astaghfirullah al-azim. This patient. Patient against your temptation and desire. Doing dhikr and this and that is boring. But for Allah is my food. Little by little, once you show trust, honesty to Allah, Allah switches the boring with sweetness. You will love it. He will fill your heart with all the things you love. He will gift it you. But again, patient. Patient in obedience. My father said this, my mother said this, Allah said this, the Prophet said this. But I like to do this, my friend does that, everybody do this. Whose side are you going to take? This is Islam. Can you see now? It's Islam. It's just pure Islam. You're going to be devoted and submitted to yourself or submit to Allah. You will be devoted and submit to shaitan or devoted and submit to the Prophet. You have to submit any time to someone. If you submit for a week to Atari, who's your Lord? Atari. Who's your Prophet? The one you believe in him? Atari. Is that Allah? You have to wake up. Us, we have to wake up. We have to show our kids we do sacrifice. When Allah will accept them in the hand of Allah. If I fear for spending, how I will not have, how I have yaqeen with Allah? I will never have yaqeen with Allah. You see, this is very simple. Today we're spending in everything, but how much we're spending for Allah? This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person came and he gave charity a couple of dates. Everybody laughing. And somebody came and supplying army. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Wonder what happened. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, رُبَّ دِرْهَمْ غلب 1000 درهم.
Maybe
one dirham, like $1, higher than $1,000. They said, how, Ya Rasulullah? He said, one person came, he gave me one dirham, and he has only two, meaning he sacrificed with half of his capital. Is not equal and greater in the eye of Allah than one person spending 1,000 dirham and it will not make a dent in his income and his capital. This was the Prophet ﷺ, he said, رُبَّ دِرْهَمْ غَلَبَ أَلْفِ دِرْهَمْ. Maybe one dirham is higher and a greater of Allah than 1,000 dirham. Why? The sacrifice. Don't ever forget this word. Sacrifice. If you study Quran, if you study the Sunnah, the whole thing is sacrifice. Who sacrifice more for Allah? Who sacrifice more for Jannah? According to what? You iman and yaqeen. You will never able to sacrifice unless you have iman and yaqeen. And you never have iman and yaqeen until you sacrifice. You see, Islam is bound all together. You cannot take one and drop one. You take one, it will lead you to two, it will lead you to three, you keep going. You drop one, you drop two, you drop three, you drop four. This is how it goes. How you start? It starts going to Allah. See which part is more weakness and cry to Allah. Or spend from it. What is it? It's different. It varies from one person to another. Most of us today, we love our time. And we occupy our time with everything except of Allah. Cut time for Allah. Sacrifice some time for Allah. You have to. You have no other choice. You have no other choice. If you do not do that, you are alive. You imagine angel of death coming tonight and what you going to say? You know? It has to start. Now, if you do not start, nothing of what I'm saying will benefit you. Nothing. Actually, it will be against you. It will be against you. Because now you know the sequence. You know what to do. What are you going to do? Read Quran. Cry to Allah. Is this answer all of you? Is anybody feel is out of the question? Everyone should say one thing inside of himself or herself. Where am I? Where I'm going? What I'm planning to do? If you do not do that right now, you will be cursed. You know that? Not by me, astaghfirullah, by Allah. Because once you are in halaqah, once you are in a gathering like that, angel coming and check the status of your heart. What do you want? Where you are? What do you want from Allah? Angel is present. Watching all of us, watching the status of our, what do you want? What are you planning to do? What are you aiming for? When are you planning to do? Why are you delaying it? You see, it's a disease. If shaitan coming to you and make you delay good deed, you finished. And the opposite. Once you start spending by all means, the moment you do that, Allah will open in His own way. And again, according to your love, spend of what you love. We love to play. We love to be nonsense. Okay, what do you want? You want to be a monkey or you want to be a human being? Imagine, if I'm a youth today, what I want? I do not know. What do you want to do? I do not know. Where are you going? I do not know. What are you doing? I do not know. What you did? I do not know. Who you are? Huh? You see? Today, really, if you listen to what he say, I said to my own daughter, I said, I give you a very beautiful recipe. I will buy you in my own expense a small cassette recorder. Every time you open your mouth, record it. Do not need me here. You hear yourself. You will take a shoes and beat up yourself. Because if you listen to your own self, you would wish to die tonight. Tonight, not tomorrow. Not after 1 hour. Because everything you said is nonsense. And not only that, you said the environment is bad. Allah gave her the opportunity to be sitting in a beautiful environment, but she refused. If you refuse to sit in the right environment, if you refuse to read, if you refuse to get to know Allah, if you refuse to cry for Allah, what I can do? What I can do? Nobody can push anybody for Allah. You cannot. You have to do it. Do you know what the meaning Iman? I will check what I'm saying. For what intention I'm saying? Is this for me or against me? What I'm spending? For whom I'm spending? How I spend my time? For whom? Is me the company of angel or the company of shayateen? I cannot always be both. Imagine I go take some vitamin and after that take some poison. Take some vitamin and take some poison. Can you do that? All of us doing it. We want some Quran and some TV. Some ahadith and some music. Some nonsense and some out of sense. It doesn't work. Garbage and perfume do not mix. You ever go to a perfume shop and find out there are bottle of perfume and bottle of garbage. Bottle of perfume and bottle of urine. You ever see that? But this is what we're doing in our heart. We want everything to be inside. Everything. Garbage, perfume, leftover, animal, whatever. Everything inside. And after that, we want Iman. It's never you're dreaming. One scholar, he said, you want Iman? Clean up your heart first. Dump everything in your heart except one. Do you know who's that? Who? Allah! We cannot even say it. We cannot say, huh? Who? I do not know. Allah! Allah! Do you heard about Allah? Yes. Who's that? I do not know. Maybe God? Maybe somebody else? You see? This really a calamity. A calamity. You want to know where is Islam? Look at your own daughter and brother and sister. You will know where Islam is going. Is this people who will occupy masajid? Masajid what? They do not even occupy a mental institute. I said it. If they enter today a mental institute, the people, the crazy people, they said, excuse me, what are you doing here? We are crazy, but we have something. Out! Out! You think you know and you're nuts? Because if you know, why are you coming by your foot? We coming in here without our will. And you coming to visit us by your will? You're nuts. We're doing the same thing exactly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, don't look to the pleasure of the non-Muslim. Don't look at it. We said, Allah, no, no, no. I want this some of it. I want be with them. I want imitate them. I want do exactly what they're doing. They play Atari, I play Atari. They watch TV, I watch TV. They out of work, I will be out of work. And maybe sometime I will be a Muslim. But sometime I like to be a monkey. Sometime I may be somebody else. Somebody I do not know. But maybe sometime I maybe think about who am I. Right now I do not know, but maybe. This is exactly what you're doing. And with the will of Allah, look at the trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every one of us, with his own wisdom, one time in your life, Allah give you the direction. Show you the way. Do you know why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his own justice, he said, I will never torture anyone until I send him the message. One scholar, he told it to me a long time ago. He told me, your job now, convey the message. Don't stop. Convey the message. Who listen, who will not listen, is not your business. Keep going. Do you know why? Today is conveying the message today not for da'wah. to be witness to some people and witness against other. I see it all the time. People take and throw up. People take and throw up. Why throw up? Meaning something sick in the heart. Allah allow you to receive the knowledge of Allah. Allah allow you to know. Allah allow you to can be in the company of good people. And what you do? He said, excuse me, I do not want it. I do not want it. I want to be with garbage people. Leave me alone. I'm garbage, I like to be with garbage. Thank you. And use your own choice. Nobody beat you up for it. You choose it. I saw that over and over again. What more sickness than that? Is a big trial. Big trial, meaning blindness. What time now?
10 to 8.
I think is enough is enough.
Yeah.
No, it's 10 to
10. We have time for what? You know?
Okay. Answering.
Okay, you have a question? Go. I hope anybody coming with a question. Huh? You will make me so happy. You have a question now? Anybody has a question? Anybody think? Anybody said knock knock to my heart? Anybody said to himself, I have a heart? Do I have a brain? This is a very good question. Do I have a brain? Who am I? Wallahi, this question, if everybody answered, he would be a winner. Who am I? Who I am belong to? What I want? Is me really a Muslim? Is really me I want to be a Muslim? Is really me belong to Allah or I want to be belong to Allah? Do I have a brain? Do I have a heart? Do I have a feeling? Do I have anything? You have a question? Huh? You have a question? Huh? You have any comment? Huh? Do you know what we're talking about? Huh? Do you think you gain something? Huh? Do you think you might gain something? Huh? Where are you going? Huh? To the kitchen. To eat. Okay. Ice cream? Yes. Atari? Yes. Bubble gum? Yes. Ice pop? Yes. Okay. MashaAllah. We gain something tonight. Right? Yes. Let's go? Yes.
I read this book and it said whenever you get angry, to do wudu and read a surah. I forgot what surah it is. Do you know what?
You can read many surah, but it's not the surah. When you do wudu after you get anger, why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said that. Because it said anger from fire. Cool the fire with water. It's from shaitan. Anger make you in a state of disobedience. You won't be in a state of obedience again. Number one. You will make it so far. Do you know what really the surah is? The problem is not the surah. The problem is when you remember the name of Allah, when you think about Allah, when you're reciting Quran, it puts you back in tranquility. You can recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Ayatul Kursi, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq. But you have to recite it with knowledge. Ameen. Is this really recitation? Do you ever think about what you're reciting in Surah Al-Fatiha? Do you know in Surah Al-Fatiha is only a part of a verse? If you recite it under any circumstance with complete conviction on Allah, you will get what you want. Anybody know which part is that in Surah Al-Fatiha? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many, many books in earth. He summarized it in four. Zabur, Torah, Injil, and Quran. Allah summarized all of them in Quran. Allah summarized Quran in Surah Al-Fatiha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarized Surah Al-Fatiha in one word. Or two words. Do you know what is it? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It containing everything. It containing everything. Anytime you have a problem, said إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Only you Allah worship. Only you Allah we seek help from or to. But where we are, I can be out of work all the time and said إياك نعبد وإياك نعبد what? إياك نعبد أتاري. إياك نعبد TV. إياك نعبد myself. إياك نعبد everybody except you Allah. Or I go in a state of obedience to Allah and call Him, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. You Allah, only I worship. And you Allah, only I seek help from and support. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this moment tell me, صَدَقَ عَبْدِي. عَبْدِي says the truth. Tell me what you want, I will grant it to you. Can you see again? Truthful. Surah Al-Fatiha enough for any human being if you believe in Allah. It has all the secret how to go to Allah. But if you really understood Surah Al-Fatiha and live in it, any question, any concern? It's not the time of smiling, it's the time of crying. Really, if we understand what we heard, we should be crying. Or everybody get the shoes and beat up himself before it's too late. Yes.
If you are blind, can the environment help you become unblind?
Sure. A very good question. If you are blind, is the environment help you to take the blind away? Yes. But don't forget, if you're blind because you are a liar, if you decided to go and immigrate to the right environment, meaning your blindness was temporary of certain things you've done, and once you immigrate to another environment seeking Allah, only Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will switch the blindness with light because you are honest. You can be the most weakest person, but if you want Allah and you really seek Allah, Allah will switch you and He give you all the quality you want. MashaAllah. This is a very beautiful question. And this actually all of us. How many of us really seek Allah? And one and said, oh Allah, I'm so weak, I'm so blind, show me Allah. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. Ask. Allah will give you. If you are so weak in certain environment, why you do not go and immigrate to a good environment? And if you do not find any good environment, cry to Allah, said, oh Allah, send me the right environment, Allah will send it to you. I believe it without no doubt. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous, He give you according to what you want. But He will check your sincerity. You see? He will check your sincerity. Are you keep calling? Do you really want it? Or just once in a blue moon? Or once every some problem? If you really want Allah, it will ache you. It will really ache you. Every single moment, oh Allah, give me. Oh Allah, do not make me like that. Oh Allah, give me the quality. Oh Allah, send me the environment. Oh Allah, give me tawfiq. Oh Allah, I'm so weak. Oh Allah, don't make me stray. Oh Allah, give me light. Oh Allah, give me guidance. Oh Allah, send me your mercy. Oh Allah, give me tawbah. Oh Allah, forgive me. And you will start. Meaning, you are weak but honest and sincere. Allah will take care about you as soon or later. But if you keep doing excuses and doing the same thing over and over again, you are doomed. You are in big trouble. Any question, any concern? Always I say it, no question is a big problem. Unless you building question inside your heart, where am I? Where am I really? And where I'm going? What I'm aiming for? What is my goal in life? What is my goal in short term? What is my goal in long term? What is my set of priority? How I want to spend my time? How I can be a good woman? How I can be a good man? How I can be a real woman? How I can be a real man? It's a big trouble. You will never be a woman unless you are in a company of good women. You will never be a man unless you are in a company of good men. You have to. How you learn? How we gain knowledge? Ask Allah, is me Allah sincere? Oh Allah, allow me, Allah. Is me making sacrifice? Allow me, Allah. Very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we're saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we're saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we're saying. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with His light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with His guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with His fadl and karam and generosity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. Oh Allah, we are the most enemy of ourselves, Ya Allah. Save us from ourselves, Ya Allah. Save us from our shayateen, Ya Allah. Save us from the shayateen of other, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, send us the right environment, Ya Allah. Make us truthful, Ya Allah. Make us honest, Ya Allah. Make us sincere, Ya Allah. Make us belong to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from your torture, Ya Allah. Save us, Ya Allah, from your blindness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, open our heart to you, Allah. Put the right yaqeen in our heart, Ya Allah. Make us believe in you only, Ya Allah. Make us have faith in you only, Ya Allah. Make us trust in you only, Ya Allah. Make us rely only on you, Ya Allah. Make us only rich by you only, Ya Allah. Make only look at your light only, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, we need you, Ya Allah. We need you, Ya Allah. We need you, Ya Allah. Nobody else can give us what you have, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, fill our heart with honesty, sincerity, integrity, and love of you, Ya Allah, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until we obey you the way you pleased, and we obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the way you will be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ameen, Ya Allah. For us and all the Ummah, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, make us work for you, Ya Allah. Make us loving you, Ya Allah. And make us loving all of you, Ya Allah, the people who love you, Ya Allah. And make others love you for you, Ya Allah, by your will and your generosity, Allah. Rabbi arhamhuma kama rabbani saghira. رب ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اعف عنا اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية اللهم ارزقنا الصدق اللهم ارزقنا الصدق اللهم ارزقنا الصدق يا رب العالمين واجعلنا من الصادقين واجعلنا من المؤمنين واجعلنا من الورعين واجعلنا من المتقين واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين واجعلنا من جندك المنصورين اللهم ارزقنا حياة طيبة في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم اختم لنا وأنت راضي عنا اللهم اختم لنا وأنت راضي عنا بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا إليك يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.